What do you do when you feel indebted to your client? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today, I am very thankful to say we have a listener question. My inbox has been empty for several days, and I've been left to my own devices to just ramble about anything that comes to mind. But today, we have a question that I think a lot of new and maybe even established business owners, but it certainly feels like a newbie issue, is what happens when you land your dream client or you land your first big moneymaker client, and suddenly it feels like this weird power dynamic has shifted. You're the service provider or you're the product provider, but you're so grateful that this person has hired you. You're trying to prove your worth to this person. You're trying to be good enough that suddenly, even though you've landed the dream client, you're feeling small. What do you do and how do you get out of that tricky place? So let's dive into today's listener question, which I am again very thankful for, and I will find you on the other side. Here goes. Hi, Heather. I have a business running Facebook ads for local brick and mortar businesses. At the beginning of the year, I put my dream client on my vision board, and I steadily worked at the beginning of the year to network with that business owner and was successful. He hired me in June to run ads for his business, even though he was quite skeptical that he could move the needle of his business through Facebook. I've done good work for him and he is seeing improvements in his bottom line. What's the problem? 3 months in and I'm still a nervous wreck about this account. It's like I keep trying to prove myself. I'm working more hours on it than I should. I'm allowing this account to take away my time from other accounts. And anytime I get a message, call, or email from him, I drop everything, wanting to be available right away. It's a big account. It probably makes up about 35% of my own business's current income. I can't seem to let this guy just be an average client. I've elevated the work in my head and now feel intimidated by it. How can I just chill out? Okay. First of all, we have all been there. I myself have been there. When I started working with more established business owners and I started getting hired by people in the 6 and 7 figure club or people whose email list that I had, you know, I'd been a follower of their content and suddenly they were hiring me for Mindset Help. Like, I can tell you that suddenly the am I good enough question starts to rumble about in the head. The desire to prove ourselves, but to also just wonder, like, you know, that internal question I think we sometimes have is, do I have something to offer this person who seems to have so much to offer to me? I don't get the sense about your particular situation that that's what this story is, but it is a story that I'm familiar with other new business owners. For me, it sounds like the story you have is that this is your big client. This was like your dream client and you landed it. And now suddenly the pressure to perform is intense. You said he was skeptical, and I'm wondering a couple of things. One is, how much does this process intimidate you because it's just the thing you got, right? You put it on a vision board. You set an intention. You took deliberate action to have this happen, and now you got it. And maybe you're in this place where you can't believe you were able to do that for yourself. Maybe you're in this place where you can't seem to sort of identify why you. So suddenly, because you don't feel like you can answer that question, you're proving yourself over and over and over again. Or perhaps you're getting distracted by the fact that you said he was skeptical, that he didn't really buy into Facebook ads. So you're the one who put this on his radar, told him it could move the needle in his business, and told him that you were the person to get him there. And now you feel like you have something to prove. And then the last thing is the income piece. A third of your income with one client gets to intimidate you. That thought is natural, like, oh my God, if I lose this client, I'm losing a third of my income. All of those worries and thoughts and frenetic energy that's kind of shifting inside and about you, it's all really normal when you meet a goal and when you attain a dream. That nervous energy, sometimes it's just anticlimactic, right? Like, you've worked so hard, you've been so diligent, you've been so focused, and suddenly you get the thing that you said you wanted, and it has like this now what factor. But then the other thing that can creep in is the nerves about it going away. So you are feeling as though this guy has power over you. You are reading the situation as any point in time he can wake up one morning and decide, hey, this Facebook ads thing isn't for me. I don't really want my business on Facebook. I don't need to be doing it this way. And he can close your account with you in the agreement, break the contract, or just not renew for the contract, and you'd be out 35% of your income. And if you think about it from that lens, of course you're going to play small. Of course you're going to over deliver. Of course, you're going to show up excessively, but you're missing the main point in your letter. The main point in your letter is that in January, you said you wanted that client, and in June, you got it. You're not tuning into your capability as a business owner. You are giving this guy all your power, and suddenly he's the one who's responsible for building your business. He's the one responsible for giving you an income that meets your needs and expectations. He has all the power. He's in the driver's seat of your perspective right now. But what you're ignoring and forgetting is you freaking got yourself there. That's how you got into this situation. You decided you wanted this client. You thought you could help him. You identified that he was an ideal client, and you made the sale. So often we start playing small when we're like, well, what's going to happen? What if he fires me? What if he doesn't like it? What if he doesn't think it's worth the investment? What if? Well, the reality is you have an answer to every single one of those what ifs right now. And the answer is, I'm capable of getting the next client. I am capable of replacing that income because look at me. I already have. I'm not blowing smoke and unicorns and rainbows up your behind. I'm giving you actual physical, visible, measurable, observable evidence here. You have evidence that says you are wholly capable of replacing that income if this doesn't work out for the two of you. And the idea that you knew you had it in you to deliver these results, why does that become less true now that you've landed the client, especially now that you've seen his bottom line actually is improved? There's no evidence that supports your anxious thinking, but there's a crap ton of evidence that supports the opposite, that you are capable, that you are a business owner who knows her sweet spot, who knows who she can best serve, how she can best serve them, and you are showing yourself that you are capable of delivering because you set a goal. 6 months later, you landed the client, and 3 months later, you have changed the face of his business in some way. So if you give away all your power, of course you're going to continue to play small. Of course you're going to feel like, if I lose this client, I lose everything. But that's not what the story is. The evidence doesn't support it. So you have to lean on the evidence. You know, the next thing that I want, you know, encourage you to think about a little bit, and this is more my personal experience talking, and this is probably, if there's an Achilles heel in my own business, this is probably it for me, is this idea that when I get a good handful of clients, when I have my caseload and it's kind of rolling and the people are coming in and I'm doing the work and new people are coming in, I tend to forget to look ahead. I tend to forget to keep focusing on lead generation. So then suddenly I end up with like a pile of holes in my schedule or no new clients coming in the pipeline because I haven't been thinking 3 steps ahead of how to get new people in for when my current people in front of me finish up. And if you sort of set this goal at the beginning of the year to get this client, and then you got this client, and you didn't keep focusing on the future of your own business, on your next goal or your next big get as a client, or how you're going to keep focusing on lead generation, then part of your anxiety might be like understandable, but also like necessary and needed if you haven't planned for your next step after this guy. Because as a business owner, you need to do that. As a business owner, you need to recognize that at some point in time, like, yes, you're going to need new clients and he's not the end of the line. And if you got this client and it was big and it suddenly made up for 35% of your income, you might have decided you were good for now. And you may not have been taking any additional steps to grow your own business, to grow your own pipeline, and to get more new clients after him. And if that's where you find yourself, of course you feel indebted to this guy. Of course you feel like he has a ton of power, because if he goes away, a lot of it goes away. You get your power back by changing the ending to that story, by making it so he's a regular everyday client, because he's going to be replaceable. You're going to have a wait list, or you're going to, you know, contract out and maybe start. I don't know if you do this as a solopreneur or you already have a little agency going with contractors, but you can figure out a way to keep the pipeline after him full. And if you put your energy there, which is where you have control, you look at the evidence that you have nothing to prove because you've already proven it, and you acknowledge that sometimes once you make a goal, it gets a little anticlimactic. I think you'll get yourself back on the right path soon enough, that you gave away your power, so all you had to do here is take it back. He hasn't asked for it. You know, when I was reading your letter, I half expected to see, especially when you said he was skeptical, that he's been, you know, sort of belligerent and demanding and calling a lot and having excessive demands and reminding you how important he is. And he hasn't done any of that. It sounds like he's just a normal client, and you have made him more in your mind, which has created this whole mindset wobble in the first place. If you can just sort of breathe through it and get yourself from, you know, get yourself some perspective, I think you're going to get on that path just fine. You saved my butt with this question. So anybody listening, please, the best pod comes from the best questions. Please find me over at Heather at Choose to Have It All with your question. And if you haven't already, please do take a moment to subscribe to the show. I roll them out 5 days a week because mindset every day is a daily practice and it happens in real time. Thanks so much for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.